Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Pole.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
We continue on with our team breakdowns. I know people anxiously awaiting this one. The Raiders and the Chargers. All right, so it's not as glamorous as maybe an NFC team or your Buccaneers. Yes, 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 I know. But as I always say, to know what your team is going to do, it really helps to know what the other teams are going to do in this upcoming draft, which is why we talk about these other teams. Today we'll have the rest of the AFC West, of course, the rest of the week. Tomorrow, email, our email podcast. So if you've got a question, comment, anything regarding the NFL, the Bucs, or the NFL draft, shoot it my way, Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com. And then coming up Thursday and Friday, we'll have the NFC West. 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, and the NFC champions themselves, the Arizona Cardinals. Today probably shouldn't be as long as a podcast or of a podcast because I'm looking at my breakdowns right now and these two teams haven't done too much. We'll start with the San Diego Chargers, who won the division last year on that final game against the Denver Broncos. Norv Turner, their head coach. They start off slow each year, but they get the job done, and they got it done again. Darren Sproles named their franchise player. He has not signed a long-term deal. LaDainian Tomlinson, however, has re-signed a three-year deal, so it looks like he's not going anywhere. The question's going to be is, how much faith do the Chargers have in Darren Sproles? Is he the future? Or do they need to go out and get another running back in this draft? And if they do that, will they go out in the first round and take one of the running backs, either Chris Beeney-Wells, no Sean Moreno, or do they wait? And they've done a good job in evaluating running backs in the past few years. Michael Turner was, I believe, a fifth-round pick. Darren Sproles was a later-round pick. So they've done a good job of waiting and taking some pretty good running back talent later on in the draft. Do they do that again, or do they get one of the top talents in the draft this year? The Chargers have been quiet this offseason. Mike Goff, told you yesterday, went to the Kansas City Chiefs. He was their starting guard. And the other big loss they had was Igor Olshansky, who went to the Cowboys to play defensive end for them. Other than that, really no huge losses for the Chargers this offseason. And with that, with no huge losses this offseason, really no huge gains this offseason. Really the biggest move they've made was bringing in Kevin Burnett, who's going to he's an outside linebacker, play outside linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, maybe to play opposite of Sean Merriman. Last year in the draft, and the Chargers have done a good job of building through the draft throughout the years. Of course, just told you about Igor Olshansky. That was the same draft they ended up getting Phillip Rivers in, drafted Eli Manning. Nate Koenig was a kicker. Nick Hardwick, their starting center, was a third-round pick that year. Sean Phillips was a fourth-round pick that year, who starts for them at linebacker. And Michael Turner was a fifth-round pick for the Chargers that year. So what a draft it was in 2004-2005. Sean Merriman comes in. Luis Castillo comes in. Vincent Jackson comes in. Darren Sproles, who was a fourth-round pick that year, comes in. So all those guys impact players for the Chargers. In 2006, they bring in Antonio Cromartie with their first-round pick. He's a starter. Marcus McNeil, starter at left tackle, he comes in with a second-round pick. In 2007, their second-round pick, Eric Weddle, he's starting for them. And last year, Antoine Kaysen comes in, giving them a trio of pretty damn good corners in Antonio Cromartie, Quentin Jammer, and, of course, Antoine Kaysen. And Jacob Hester came in as a fullback as a third-round selection. Looking at what the Chargers might do in this draft, running back, we talked about that. Right tackle, still an area of need. I threw this out there. How about if Andre Smith were to fall, could Andre Smith play that right tackle and really help boost that running game and really help LaDainian Tomlinson with the run blocking he would bring? Definitely a possibility. Inside linebacker, safety, Eric Weddle. I'm not a huge fan of those two. And, you know, the Chargers did go out and address and try and pursue Jermaine Phillips to come in. So you got to wonder if safety is a concern of theirs. And, of course, with Mike Goff leaving, offensive guard is still an area that they'd probably want to improve upon as well. The other team we're going to talk about today and the final team of our AFC West breakdown is the Oakland Raiders. Tom Cable, their head coach, did a very good job last year of really coming in and stabilizing what was a bad, bad situation with Lane Kiffin and Al Davis. Tom Cable, you know, I don't know if he gets the respect that he probably should. The Raiders were really playing well at the end of the season last year. You really saw Jamarcus Russell coming on as a quarterback. If he continues along that path, you know, if he's going to do that, it would probably help to get him a receiver he could rely upon. And you got to imagine that that's something Al Davis is going to want to do. They did re-sign their franchise player, Nnamdi Asamoah, to a 3-year contract. Also, Shane Leckler, given a new contract as well, a 4-year deal. Maybe the biggest addition of all this offseason, the Raiders signing Bruce Gradkowski to come in. And, well, we'll see if Bruce can even make the team there, but maybe as a backup, maybe as a third string. Khalif Barnes also goes to the Raiders, who had a big need at offensive tackle after signing Kwame Harris to a big deal last year. We knew it wasn't going to work out, and guess what? It didn't. The losses for the Raiders this offseason, Jabril Wilson, who came to them last offseason, it didn't work out for them, but Bill Parcells snatched him up immediately, as did he with Jake Grove, the center for the Raiders last year. That left the Raiders without a center. They then trade, giving up a draft pick to the Dolphins. For the Dolphins' incumbent center, Samson Satil, he's now with the Oakland Raiders. They also released Ronald Curry, Kalimba Edwards, and we talked about Kwame Harris. Last year in the draft, not many picks for the Raiders. Darren McFadden was their first-round pick. He had an injury-plagued rookie season, but he showed flashes of what he can do. And Tyvon Branch, their fourth-round pick corner out of UConn, he's got a lot of talent, but he also dealt with injuries last year as well. For the Raiders, going into the draft, the 7th overall selection in the draft, you have to imagine wide receivers going to be on their mind, whether it's Michael Crabtree, whether it's Jeremy Maclin, maybe it's Percy Harvin. You know, anytime Al Davis is in charge of a draft, you have to kind of think outside the box. They're going to want a guy that's flashy. They're going to want a guy that stands out. They're going to want, you know, a guy who's got the speed. And speed is very big with Al Davis, and, you know, which was kind of surprising when they didn't draft Calvin Johnson. They took Jamarcus Russell instead. But other than that, you know, a couple of years ago it was Fabian Washington, going with Fabian Washington instead of Aaron Rodgers. Michael Huff was their first round pick a couple of years ago. Thomas Howard, a lot of speed at the outside linebacker position. He was a 2006 draft pick. And, you know, you just have to wonder if once again that comes into play, and if that does come into play, Michael Crabtree once again won't be able to run a 40 before healthy, before the NFL draft on April 25th. And whether that plays into the Raiders' decision or into Al Davis's decision will be seen that day. And we'll see if the Raiders go with Crabtree, if they go with another receiver, or they go another position. Could offensive tackle? Yes, you did sign Khalif Barnes. Barnes is an average left tackle. Could they go out and get another left tackle to come in? Remember, just a few years ago, they drafted Robert Gallery. They did draft Mario Henderson from Florida State a couple of years ago. Are they, you know, do they feel confident in the offensive tackle position, or will they go out and address that? Maybe an Andre Smith, who, you know, a little controversy, but Al Davis likes that controversy. Inside linebacker, I think they could also improve upon. Offensive guard, I think they can improve upon as well. And maybe a defensive tackle, could we see B.J. Raji as a guy? You know, the Raiders' defense has always been pretty good against the pass, not so good against the run. We'll see if Raji is available at the 7th overall pick. Do the Raiders go him or go with the flashier player in a wide receiver? There you go, your AFC West breakdown. Once again, emails tomorrow, NFC West, Thursday and Friday. Keep coming back. Keep clicking right here. Your best draft and Buccaneer draft coverage is right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.